resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
WMFR in Medford.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I have my hands in my face. Just imagine it.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Then these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets, who we all thought were brothers at the time, and torn jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise in the gallery of Ebbets Field. Then Johnny hits the chord on the guitar, one chord.
Three songs.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is worth steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach. It's sort of in between, really, it's like a Mark piece. Really.
What do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Yeah.
Make it my business.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's no mere radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. And I am so excited this evening because after 2 years, we are finally mask-free here in Studio A at WMFO. After we had come back on the air when after COVID first hit on March 13th, 2020. I remember that day. I remember being here and remembering, thinking, yes, this might be the last time I'm going to be broadcasting for a while. And I didn't realize it was going to be 6 months. Well, no, not quite 6 months. But we're back and we're finally able to speak without having an extra mass between me, you, the microphone, and the airwaves. And this evening, we're going to be doing another episode in my Tears of the Gods sub-series of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And tonight we've got the German classical Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the world's greatest composers ever. And we're facing him off against the American punk band The Ramones, who were founded in 1974 in New York City. Actually, Forest Hill, Queens. And, well, all the founding members of The Ramones are dead now. As you heard in the intro, that was Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. And he was talking about his first experience hearing The Ramones, thinking that they were all brothers at the time. What was going on with that? Yeah, so that's the idea for this evening's show. And genre-wise, it's going to be mostly classical. Well, classical music and classic rock and classic punk rock, can we say that? But we've also got some electronic in there and some experimental. So it'll be a pretty classic rockin' show. In particular, for the long songs, we're going to be hearing from Frank Zappa and The Orb and Infected Mushroom and the Chemical Brothers and then some AC/DC. And in the next set, though, we're going to be hearing from Led Zeppelin and Rush. And this Rush song is going to be going out to my colleague, Luke Palin. Student, and we've in the past, well, before COVID, co-hosted some shows together, and maybe we'll be able to do that again. We'll see as that goes on. But this song, Cygnus X1, was a precursor to their Epic Hemispheres album. And you might remember, if you've been listening, we did an Apollo and Dionysus Tears of the Gods theme featuring that album. And this 10-minute track I'm going to play in the next set, Cygnus X1 by Rush, is basically about a guy who travels in outer space to a black hole in the Cygnus X1 system aboard his spaceship, the Rocinante, which is a literary reference to the horse in the novel Don Quixote. And Rush is one of the most literate rock bands there is out there. Neil Peart really wrote some incredible lyrics. Right up there with Brian May of Queen, and he's got some, you know, serious scientific thinking in some of his songs, like 39 with people time traveling. But the structure of our show this evening is going to be three long half-hour-ish main sets. We began the show with Wendy Carlos's performance of Bach's two-part invention in F major. And then it was a live version of the Ramones singing Rockaway Beach from their It's Alive album. And then it was the London Philharmonic Orchestra performing Bach's Baudelaire. And then Rob Zombie with a very cool cover of the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Bop. And meanwhile, backing me up right now is a very cool cover of the Ramones' I Wanna Be Sedated, as performed by the Nutley Brass. So, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going, as we bring you a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of long ones. Here are the Ramones, followed by some Bach.
That cup of cheeses right now. Thank you.
We meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this. If it had said we're more, television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
Consolations of services. the star that would not die.
Jesus does have a gun. Jesus is a lifetime member of the NRA. He's got the card and everything.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Finally maskless again, so I can get a little bit more, a little closer to you here in the microphone. Our theme this evening is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones featuring the German classical Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the greatest human composers of music who ever lived. And we're mixing up some of his short pieces with some short songs from the American punk band The Ramones. We kicked off that last half hour set with The Ramones and Outsider. And then a version of Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, as performed in a Celtic manner by Steve Schuch. And then a long song going out to my fellow hardcore Rush fan, Luke Palette. And that was Cygnus X1, a song about a guy who gets into his spaceship, the Rocinante, and sails into Cygnus X1 in kind of a 2001, a Space Odyssey moment of eventually trying to get to heaven. In this case, the whole mythology that Neil Peart built, and the follow-on album Hemispheres, where he goes up to Olympus after going through the black hole. Pretty serious, deep literary stuff there. And then it was Led Zeppelin with one of their longest songs, Achilles' Last Stand, which is the opener from their Presence album. And that album, among many Led Zeppelin fans like myself, it's an acceptable album, but it's not one of their greatest. Jimmy Page was deep into his heroin addiction at that time, and that was a bad thing overall. And speaking of heroin, Dee Dee Ramone, he died age 50 of a heroin overdose. And that was a very sad thing. So we followed that then with another Bach piece, a little bit less than 2 minutes, In Dulce Jubileo. And that was performed by Felix Friedrich. And we close things off with the Ramones, once again with Bop Till You Drop. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji. And this is Cosmic Rhythm Vibrations that I've also mixed up on the other stereo side here with some sounds of a tropical rainforest for you. Living as we do in the 21st century, when the things we own break, it's typical for many people to just toss them out into the trash, where they'll eventually go to the landfill. And then people buy replacements. But you know, that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. And mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. And let me tell you, that is definitely true. In fact, I'm wearing a pair of shorts this evening that had been sidelined for about a year when the button in front popped off and I lost it. And then finally today I got the idea of searching the rest of the pants, and there's actually, they had a button for the front that was sewn in, an extra set. And so I got out my simple sewing kit and I put on this new button, and now I'm wearing these pants that Mrs. Stefano, she asked me, she said, oh, those are brand new, and I said, no, they're newly repaired, Mrs. Stefano. And I know she certainly repairs things herself, definitely, yes. A frugal, a fine frugal Greek woman. So while some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, there are websites like iFixit.com that publish high-quality detailed repair guides for free. So you can check that out. And also, very handy to know, if one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly, of course, disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it's got a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. And in fact, today, one of the audio players that I use to play the music that the sets that I mix up for you, the sound collage sets that I mix up for you before I broadcast them, it was behaving funny. I couldn't get the playlist to work. So I got into its system setting and I hit the reset, and then that worked like a charm. So yeah, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are sometimes Tufts Educational Radio. So in the next set, our long piece in the middle is going to be performed by Frank Zappa from Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. And then our concluding long piece that, oh my goodness, it's over 18 minutes long, is going to be Chemical Brothers and Friends medley. But in between there, we're going to, we're going to have a Bach piece, and there'll be a public service message there on the other side of this hour. The public service message, I'm leading up to it with it's going to be about campfire. So that's where some of the audio clips from who knows where are leading us to. And before the Bach piece, the prelude in G minor, I am going to start us off with the Ramones and a politically incorrect song, but you know, it's a classic punk song. Here on WMFO in Medford.
I'm not in the habit of throwing kerosene on a fire.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
I can still remember it wasn't long ago. She used to tell me, you said I had enough. Told me that you loved me and that you owned me. Then I said I loved you. You told me that was good. Girl, you made a promise that you never want me to go. Oh no, the end giver, the end giver. You took your love away from me. Yeah!
little fire, Scarecrow.
Thank you.